When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world.
You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Welcome to our podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Today we are featuring an interview with Linda Morrison with the Prayer and Crisis Referral Network. If you need some prayer today, you can give the prayer hotline a call at 877-800-PRAY. That is 877-800-7729. We'll feature part one of Linda's interview after a few songs from Timothy and yours truly. Thank you.
Well, everybody, we just wanted to play this song in honor of Jesus, the captain and the pioneer of our salvation, as one translation puts it.
And this song really says a lot, because it basically says that you used to be always walking in my shadow, and maybe you didn't think that I loved you, but I really did love you, and I would be nothing without you. And we tend to kind of put God in the background, but we couldn't do anything without him either. This is the song, Wind Beneath My Wings, and God is the wind beneath our wings.
That's true. Thank you.
assurance.
To contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you don't know Christ or need prayer, please call 507-369-6861. Thank you.
And now for part one of our interview with Linda Morrison.
Okay, everybody. It's our honor today to have Linda Morrison, and she's the president of the Prayer and Crisis Referral Network. And she's going to tell us about that today, because there's really some practical ways that everybody can get involved. So that'd be great. So, Linda, can you introduce yourself, please?
Sure. My name is Linda Morrison, and I am the president of the Prayer and Crisis Referral Network, but I am also very proud of being the national director for the RTN radio station. They are the national director for them. So they have radio stations in six states with 100 towers. We reach many, many people, millions of people. In addition, as the Prayer and Crisis Referral Director and working alongside RTN, we together serve another 20 ministries as their prayer line. So Somebody Cares America is one of them. We have a disaster relief, which is disaster relief. We have a domestic violence ministry that we are the prayer line for, a Christian Businessmen Association. We're the prayer line for many different ministries. So all together, every ministry has their own phone number that they advertise the way they want to advertise, and then we just take the calls as a behind-the-scenes ministry to serve them. And so that's what we did.
Wow. So why don't you tell us a little bit, I've got two questions basically. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your relationship with Christ and then how that led you into the prayer network?
Well, I often say this, I was raised Catholic, and I don't remember a day in my life that I did not love Jesus fully, wholly, absolutely with my whole heart. I believed that he was God's son, but I never knew in any way, shape, or form that I could actually have a personal relationship with him. I believed that he was God, that he died on the cross, but I always felt like a pauper on the outside of a castle with like a little tin cup, and maybe he'd put a dime in and maybe he wouldn't quarter in, but I still thought he was king. Just I was nothing, you know, just maybe I'd go to heaven, maybe I wouldn't. It was always a maybe lifestyle. And there was a point in my life, you know, where my kids were very small. My daughter was 2 years old and my son was a year old. And they were the typical children. They were running around acting goofy and just, you know, very, very active. And trying to even get my mother to babysit the kids was tough. And so everybody thought they were just a handful. And so something happened and I went to the doctor. And I get a very, very, very bad diagnosis, and I thought it was going to die. It was one of those things, when you look back 40 years ago, that people did die from very, very, sometimes excruciatingly, but they died. So, with that being said, when I heard that diagnosis, I came home, and I put my children to bed, and then every day, you know, my husband would go off to work, I would pray for children, put them down for a nap, and then I would sit between the two beds, and I would pray, and I would cry out to God and say, please, please, please don't let me die. I don't want to die. Who will take my children? They'll get a wicked stepmother, because, you know, that's all I knew. I just could imagine they were so difficult to handle for everybody else, not for me, but for everybody else. And I thought, no one will love them the way I love them. No one will understand them. You know, and probably I am too lenient with them, I don't know, but, you know, I just cried every day for 2 weeks until I was going to see a specialist. And the day before I went to see a specialist, I was 30 years old, and I'll never forget this day, I said, God, I get it. My children, it's difficult to watch two children, in, you know, 10 months apart. It's difficult. So, Lord, if you have somebody better than me to do this job, that they could raise them to be godly men and women and be so much better than me, have your will in your way. I think you probably got a better plan than me. And immediately, I can't even explain to you except to say I can promise you it was true. I felt like a lightning bolt went through my whole body. And I heard like a word in my spirit, finally. And with that word, I also knew what it meant. It was like I was finally letting God be Lord of my life. I was letting go completely and trusting Him with my total life, with my children, with everything. It was such a realization that I've been trying to control everything, and now I was totally putting my hope and faith in Him. I went to the doctor the next day. And with my husband, and, you know, he's holding the kids. We're all trying to keep them quiet while we're getting this diagnosis. And he says, there's nothing wrong with you. I said, look again. I'm pretty sure it's there. No, there's nothing wrong with you. And I went home, you know, woo-hoo, I had a miracle. But then every day, I called this doctor. And I said, I think I just saw something. And he goes, Mrs. Morrison, you're fine. The next day, call him. Say it again. I think, Mrs. Morrison, you're fine. For 2 weeks, I called this doctor every day. It was like I couldn't even believe I had this miracle. And finally, the doctor said to me, Mrs. Morrison, you are physically perfectly healthy. However, I'm beginning to have doubts about your mental capabilities. If you don't understand, I'm recommending a psychiatrist. Well, I hung up the phone and didn't call him again. And then about, within a couple of weeks to a month, my aunt heard about a Bible study at a wonderful church. It was not a Catholic church, but it was a wonderful church, and they were studying, I believe, Bible study fellowship. And I went to it. I loved it, and I began studying God's Word, and my whole life changed. Totally changed. And so I finished the Bible study fellowship, went into Kay Arthur's Precept Upon Precept. I was teaching that as well, and then became the president of a national women's Christian ministry, and became very involved in their prayer team for the state. And pretty much that's how the prayer line started. Was out of that, although it wasn't within that, because when I told them my vision, they thought it was an amazing vision to have a prayer line to reach everyone who doesn't go to church, who doesn't know who to ask to pray when they have a terrible diagnosis or family member dies or whatever, just, you know, some horrible tragedy in their life. They don't have anybody. And I wanted to start this prayer line for someone like that. And they said, just do it on your own. And I did. And I know that was God, too. I just knew I had to do that. So that's how it started.
So how do prayers translate into power, as far as, you know, say maybe people who call in, missionaries, that type of thing? A lot of times we tend to poo-poo prayer. And so what would you say concerning that?
I don't know, because this is a difficult question, because I totally believe in prayer, so somebody poo-pooing it would just tell me that they have never seen, they don't see the miracles that are happening in their life. My mother used to say there's no atheist in foxholes, so people all cry out to God. But I see prayer as this great opportunity to communicate with God, who loves us, totally loves us. So what we see on the prayer line is people who are desperate. They're not, would not walk into a church, maybe, or once they did walk into a church, but they've been hurt there. They want to know God. They want to test the waters. I feel like our ministry is a place to test the waters. And we're more of a receptionist to say, yes, Jesus loves you. We love you. Christians who care about you. And then we offer them that great opportunity to share their burden. And then we have the great opportunity to take that burden and through our love for Christ, our confidence to know He hears us when we pray, which is really just talking to Him and standing on promises that He has in His Word,
yes,
believing for those promises. He said that He would do this, and we believe for it. He says that by His stripes we are healed. We believe for that. He says the weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue is refuted by you in Isaiah 54. We believe in that, and we pray that over people. We believe in Psalm 91 that we are dwelling under the shadow of His wings, and we can find refuge. And so we stand on all the promises of God, and we pray those back to Him, because He promises also that His Word will never go back void. So prayer is easy. It's talking to your best friend who loves you. So we're happy to get the chance to say that and see miracles come back to us. We see miracles. People call us, and we have the opportunity.
Can you tell us about some of those?
Yeah, there's many. I mean, there's been times where people have literally had a tumor. We prayed for them, and when they went back to the doctor, just like myself, there was nothing there, and they were completely healed. We've also, just a great story recently was this gentleman had just received Christ. He called, he wanted to know Christ. He had been a drug addict, mm-hmm. actually lived in Oakland, California, and he was rejoicing because he wanted to give his life to Christ. And we prayed with him about that. He then became completely healed and was not addicted at all. He just completely was cleansed of any desire for drugs. he called us for drug rehab information, and we were able to give him referrals because we're not just a prayer line, and I hate to use that word just, but we do pray and we do believe God for miracles, but we also, and we want to bring people to salvation to tell them about Jesus Christ and the great opportunities we have in Jesus Christ to have eternal life with him. But we also give them referral numbers for their felt needs. So we gave him an information for a rehab center, and his life has just been totally changed since that happened. And he's off of drugs, living for Christ, and that's a really great, exciting opportunity to see people completely transformed. People who've got lost dogs, call us. The next day, your employer, if not even within the last hour, the employer calls them back and hires them. It's all kinds of wonderful things happen every single day on this prayer line. We get lists of people calling us back. I called you. My son was missing while they were on the phone with us. Their son calls them and calls them. I mean, it's just all kinds of great things happen like that all the time. Other miracles wow. take longer, but they do happen. They do happen.
Yes. I believe that. Well, how do the radio stations factor in with the prayer line?
Well, the radio stations are just like our other ministries. The radio stations advertise their phone number, and they say call our prayer line, and we are their prayer line. So with the radio stations, they actually put on spots. Many of the spots I've recorded myself. And recently we're doing a lot on offering the opportunity to come to Christ. And telling people about how important it is that they do make Jesus Lord over their life and how easy it is and how much he loves them. And, you know, sometimes people don't want to come to Christ because they think there's going to be a major change in their life and they're going to have to, you know, quit dancing or, you know, I guess whatever. But Jesus doesn't just grab you by the throat and then just say, you know, now I'm going to put you in a prison.
Right.
He loves on you. And have this great opportunity to come to him. And many times, slowly, they just don't want those things anymore. But he just wants them to know how much he loves them and for them to love him. So those commercials are very popular. I shouldn't use the word not popular. We're really beginning to really drive that message home on the radio stations and my spots as well. But we want to pray with them. We want to offer them that opportunity to come and know Christ at the same time. So they're reaching out to millions of listeners, and so we have a great opportunity to answer the calls to many, many people. And whether they know Jesus or not, we still ask them if they want to make that commitment, because we know many times people are sitting in the pews. They believe Jesus is God, but they've never made a real commitment to him. They don't want to go forward and make that commitment when they've been called. They've already been sitting there for several years. They don't want to be embarrassed. They can do that on the phone with us. So we give them lots of opportunities for prayers, for miracles, for compassion. You know, sometimes people just call us because they want a listening ear, and
yes.
then they receive the prayer, and there's great miracles that come from that too.
That concludes part one of this interview. We hope that you're enjoying it, and please stay tuned for part two of this interview in 2 weeks. Thank you. My final song for today's show is called Morning Has Broken. Thank you.
hope you've enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.